जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तेरा वनचारी यमुना तेरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तेरा वनचारी यमुना तेरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामो 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामो 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामो 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 हरे हरे Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ramo, Hare Ramo, Ramo Ramo, Hare Hare. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gauranitai. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gauranitai. Jaya Pancha Tattva, Pancha Tattva, Pancha Tattva, Jaya Pancha Tattva. Prabhupad, 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 Jay Jay Prabhupad. Nitai Gaura Haribol, 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 Nitai Gaura Haribol. Jai Om Vishnupada Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya Ashtodarak Srimadis Divine Grace Srila Bhai Charanarvind Bhaktivedanta Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki ISKCON Vivid Sansthapaka Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Om Vishnupada Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya Ashtodarak Srimadis Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada Ki అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవ వృందకి నామాచార్య శిల హరిదాస్ ఠాకురుకి ప్రేమ్ సి కహో శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసది గౌర భక్త వృందకి శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధా కృష్ణ గో గోపినాథ్ శ్యామకుండ రాధాకుండ శ్రీ గిరి గోవర్ధన్ కి బ్రజభూమి శ్రీ వృందావన ధామకి పురుషోత్తమ క్షేత్ర శ్రీ జగన్నాథ్పురి ధామకి నవద్వీప్ మాయాపుర్ ధామకి గంగామాయి జమునా మాయకి భక్తి దేవి తులసి మహారాణికి కలియుగ పావన్ హరినామ సంకీర్తన్ కి హరే కృష్ణ మహామంత్రకి శ్రీల ప్రభుపా ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ బుక్ డిస్ట్రిబ్యూషన్ కి శ్రీ గౌరాంగ మహాప్రభుకి శ్రీ గౌర పూర్ణిమా మహామహోత్సవ్ కి నితాయ గౌర ప్రేమానందే ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్ల్ డివోటీస్ All glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ఓం అజ్ఞానతిమిరంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజన శలాకయ చక్షుర్ఉన్మీలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః నమ ఓం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేష్ఠాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామిన్ ఇతి నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతి దేవే గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణి జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసది గౌర భక్త బృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే. జయ జయ శ్రీ చైతన్య జయ నిత్యానంద జయ ద్వైత చంద్ర జయ గౌర భక్త వృంద జయ జయ శ్రీ చైతన్య జయ నిత్యానంద జయ ద్వైత చంద్ర జయ గౌర భక్త వృంద జయ జయ శ్రీ చైతన్య జయ నిత్యానంద జయ ద్వైత చంద్ర జయ గౌర భక్త వృంద హరే కృష్ణ. సో ఆన్ ద ఒకేజన్ ఆఫ్ గౌర పూర్ణిమ 2021, I welcome all of you for discussing from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, from the Madhya Lila, from the time when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu takes sannyas and proceeds towards Jagannath Puri, and then comes to South India and then returns back. What are some of the highlights in this journey? And especially in 2020-21, when most of us have been locked down because of the COVID pandemic, I was even more attracted to read and discuss about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's travel, because our travels have been restricted. So by meditating on Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's travel, so we'll be very purified. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after taking sannyas, he wants to go to Vrindavan, but Nityanand Prabhu directs him through some cowherd men back to Bengal, and Mahaprabhu comes to Shantipur. Paratma nishtha matra vesha dharan mukunda sevai hoy samsara taran. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is singing the glories of Krishna, Mukunda, completely absorbed. He does not have any other thought in his mind. So the important lesson Prabhupada mentions is, sannyas does not depend on the dress, but on the determination to serve Lord Mukunda. Mukunda sevai hoye samsara taran. And so, when Mahaprabhu comes to Bengal, in Shantipur, he comes to Ganga. Mahaprabhu looks at Nityanand Prabhu and says, is this Yamuna? And Nityanand Prabhu says, yes. And Mahaprabhu jumps into the Ganga thinking it is Yamuna. And then he sees on a boat, Advaita Acharya is there. And Lord Chaitanya looks at Advaita and says, oh, you also came to Vrindavan? Advaita Acharya said, my dear Lord, this is not Vrindavan, this is Shantipur, and this is not Yamuna, this is Ganga. And so Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was brought to Advaita Acharya's house. And Sri Advaita, he extends excellent hospitality to Lord Chaitanya, to Lord Nityananda, demonstrating the qualities of an ideal grihastha. Tinathani bhoga badhaila samakari Vishnu Krishnera bhoga badhaila dhatu patropari. So three big huge plates filled with bhoga have been prepared by Sri Advaita along with his good wife Sita Thakurani, and one has been offered in front of the deities of Krishna at their house, and two others have been kept for Gaur and Nitai. So the word which is used here is Tinathani Bhoga Badhaila Samakori. So the distribution of prasadam is referred to as Badhaila. Typically, when you distribute something, its quantity goes down. But when prasadam is served, its quantity goes up. What it means is, in the process of distribution of Krishna prasadam and Krishna's mercy, there will never be any decrease. Things will only grow. And therefore, in our Vedic culture, every word was chosen very carefully. It was a very sophisticated way of expressing communication, which expressed also the intention behind that particular transaction. Madhye pita grita sikta shalyanerastup chauridike byanjana donga aura mugdha sup. And when Mahaprabhu enters into the house of Sri Advaita, he is brought inside and he sees that beautiful, huge mounds of rice. And on the top of that mound of rice, there is a crater created, and that is filled with pure yellow-colored ghee. And because the ghee is right on top of that crater created within the rice, that ghee has actually permeated across the mound of rice, and that white rice is looking golden in color. Charidike Vyanjan Donga, and on all sides, there are hundreds of small pots, drones, filled with vegetables which have been made by Sri Advaita's wife. And so, Prabhupada mentions in detail about all the different items which have been created by Advaita Acharya's wife and offered to Lord Chaitanya. And Prabhupada mentions a very beautiful point in his purport. And Prabhupada says, we request our editors of cookbooks to add all these nice preparations described by the experienced author, Sri Kaviraj Goswami. So, as a grahastha, Advaita Acharya was completely absorbed in the principle of service. So, the interesting thing is Lord Chaitanya has just taken sannyas. The very next pastime after Mahaprabhu's sannyas is Mahaprabhu's reciprocation with a grahastha, which is Advaita Acharya. And therefore, Krishna consciousness is not about your particular situation. Krishna consciousness is about your intention and how you decide to express that intention. So Advaita is as renounced as any experienced sannyasi, because acharyere shraddha bhakti gruha sampadhane sokala safala huila prabhur aradhane. Advaita Acharya had determined to offer his shraddha, sampatti, griha, everything in the service of the Lord. And because he offered everything to the Lord, sakala safala huila, everything became successful because it was all used for the service of the Lord. And now Sri Advaita catches hold of the hands of Nityananda Prabhu and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and guides them into the house to make them sit and honor prasadam. Dui prabhulaya acharya gela bhitar ghore prasad dekhiya prabhur ananda antare. And as Gaur Nitai entered into the house, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu casts his glance upon all the wonderful bhoga which has been offered, Lord Chaitanya first thinks, the entirety of all the bhoga is for the deities of the house. Because the deities are right there and Gaur Nitai's plate has been placed right next. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in great ecstasy that Sri Advaita is serving his deities so wonderfully. Srila Prabhupada mentions that the devotee's greatest pleasure is to see Krishna being served in varieties of ways. To the extent Krishna is served and pleased in varieties, A devotee feels great joy and ecstasy. Lord Chaitanya sees all of that bhoga which has been placed. And Lord Chaitanya is in great ecstasy. He turns towards Advaita Acharya. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu glorifies Advaita and makes a declaration for all generations of devotees to come in future, that do not think that the process of Krishna consciousness is difficult. The practice of Krishna consciousness is very simple. If our intention is very simple, to please Krishna. Aiche annaje Krishna ke koraye bhojan janme janme shire dharo tahara charan. And Mahaprabhu says, anybody who serves Krishna like this, by trying to cook nice bhoga and offering to the Lord, I become so pleased. Janme janme shire dharo taharaj. I take the dust of the feet of such devotees upon my head. Life after life. And now, the devotees from Bengal have joined Advaita, Sri Advaita, because they hear Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come back after sannyas. And the reason Lord Nityananda Prabhu brings Lord Chaitanya back to Shantipur is because Lord Nityananda understands that in separation from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and on hearing the news that Lord Chaitanya has accepted sannyas, the devotees in Bengal would not be able to survive. The pangs of separation from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would crash upon their hearts like thunderbolt, and they may give up their lives. And being concerned about those devotees, Lord Nityananda brings Lord Chaitanya back. And Sachi Devi meets Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and for the first time, she sees with her eyes Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the dress of a sannyasi. The beautiful curly long hair which Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had is missing. Lord Chaitanya is wearing the emblem of renunciation, the saffron cloth. And seeing that, Shachi Devi is filled with transcendental lamentation. And she says, Tandiya kohena Shachi bachare nimai Vishwarupa samana korihani thurai. Shachi Devi says, while crying, oh, my dear son, Nimai, please do not follow in the footsteps of Vishwarup, who was very hard-hearted. And what did Vishwarup do? Sanyasi hoya puna nadila darshan tumi taiche kale mora hoibe maran. After taking sannyas, Vishwarup never came back home. If you also do like that, then my death is guaranteed. And so, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taken sannyas with the intention of spending the rest of his life in Sri Vrindavan Dham. Sachi Devi is in a state of lamentation, and Lord Chaitanya sees the situation, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expresses very heartfully to Shachi Devi, and he says, Kandiya bolena prabhu shuna mora ai tomara sharira e mora kichunai. While crying, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says to Shachi Devi that, my dear mother, this body belongs to you, and this body does not belong to me. And therefore, you have given birth to this body. And now, I make a promise to you. What is that? Tumi jaha kaha ami tahai rahiba. Tumi jai agya kara seito kariba. Wherever you tell me to stay, I will stay. Whatever you tell me to do, I will do. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu demonstrates his great renunciation Because one of the greatest challenges in renunciation is not in renouncing clothes and renouncing various kinds of assets and renouncing various kinds of properties, but the greatest renunciation is to renounce one's own desire and plans. And so, a renunciant must be extremely sympathetic to also the feelings of others. And at this time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu understands that his desire is to stay in Vrindavan. Shachidevi's desire is he stay in Navadvip. But that will not be accepted socially. So Lord Chaitanya says, Sanyasi radharma nohe sanyasi koriya nija janma sthane rohe kutumba laya. He looks at Shachidevi. He understands her heart. He sympathizes with her grief. But at the same time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tries to balance the situation. Maturity means the ability to balance various extreme situations which appear to be contradictory. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that if someone after taking sannyas, nija janma sthana rahe, if he stays, if I stay in Navadvip with you, then people will criticize. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives his commitment that, okay, my desire is to stay in Vrindavan. Your desire is I should stay in Navadvip. And so Shachimata agrees that to stay in Jagannath Puri would fulfill both of these desires. Teho jadi iha rahe tobe mora sukh taraninda hoye yadi seha rahi sukh. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, if I stay here in Navadvip, people will criticize me, and if they criticize me, you will not be happy, my dear mother. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada mentions that it is the duty of each one of us to help others explore their spiritual journey. It is the deepest desire of the soul to experience the relationship with Krishna. And Sachimata understood that Lord Chaitanya has determined himself to search for Krishna in this manner and to experience the ecstasies of Krishna in the renounced order. Sri Shachidevi gave her consent with this adjustment. And so, she immediately says, Tate ei yukti bhala more mone loye nila chale rahe jadi dui karya hoye. She says, yes, I understand that we have to find a middle path between your plan and my plan. And I think your stay in Jagannath Puri will fulfill both of these plans. Sometimes it appears that certain activities are impossible to implement because of the inherent contradictions and complications involved. And one may wonder, how can both of these desires be fulfilled? How can both of these extreme situations be adjusted? But Krishna consciousness is the process of going beyond one's intellectual abilities and plan-making skills and depend on Krishna. And when we depend on Krishna with genuine desire, sincerity and intention, then tadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayandite. Then Krishna reveals that how this impossible situation can also be resolved. And so today when you go to Gambhira in Jagannath Puri and you see the 8 feet by 8 feet room of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where Lord Chaitanya spent 18 years. But that is a testimony of how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu renounced his original plan of going to Vrindavan, respected the desire of Sri Shachidevi, and ultimately reciprocated with the devotees in Jagannath Puri. And the last 12 years, he simply remembered Krishna continuously, thus demonstrating what the Krishna conscious process is all about. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu demonstrated a great example of harmony and balance. Apanara dukha sukha taha nohi goni tarjai sukha tara nija sukha mani. So Sri Shachidevi, she was so selfless in her desire that she did not consider her own personal happiness and unhappiness, but she only considered what is Lord Chaitanya's happiness. Tara jai sukha tara nija sukha mani. That she considered to be her greatest sukh. And in this way, Sri Advaita, as a grihastha, hosted Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who had just taken sannyas, and facilitated the reciprocation of all the devotees from Bengal with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so that they are emotionally satisfied, gave their blessings, and with the blessings of all those devotees, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu proceeded from Bengal. This is in the month of February of 1510, after Mahaprabhu had taken sannyas on the 14th of January, 1510, Mahaprabhu proceeds towards Bengal, and he goes via first Remuna. And when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in Remuna, he remembers the glorious devotional service of Sripad Madhavendra Puri, and with his own lotus lips, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu shares the entire pastime of how Sripad Madhavendra Puri served Sri Gopal, his worshipable deities, in a super excellent manner. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu establishes the gold standard for devotional service, service without selfish considerations. Ei tara gadha prema loke dekhaite gopal tare agya dila chandan anite. To demonstrate the depth and the intensity of love within the heart of Sripad Madhavendra Puri, Gopalji gave instruction to Madhavendra Puri to get that chandan. Loke dikhaite, to demonstrate that fragrance of pure love which was within the heart of Madhavendra Puri was known to the Lord. But unless he demonstrates that through a certain action, the world would not come to know about this. And therefore, Krishna orchestrates different activities with his devotees, so that through those actions, the pure intentions within the heart of the devotee is expressed and experienced by the people of this world. Gopal tare agya dila, he gave him instruction, chandan anite. And in the process of bringing that chandan, Sripad Madhavendra Puri had to go through many difficulties, many challenges, many obstacles. He had to go through a lot of personal pain. And so Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to demonstrate that love is all about the willingness to experience pain personally, to give pleasure to the person whom we are serving. Pariksha korite gopal koila agyadan, pariksha koriya sheshe hoila dayavan. After he was tested, then Lord Gopal became very merciful. And then when the chandan was brought back from Jagannath Puri to Remuna, Lord Gopal appeared in the dream and said, let this chandan be there for Gopinath only. And so we find that Sripad Madhavendra Puri, he established the deities of Lord Gopal in Govardhan with great ecstasy and joy, with great effort. But then he spent the rest of the time in Remuna, and that is where his samadhi is also there. And therefore, Kaviraj Goswami says, Ei bhakti bhakta priya Krishna byabahar bujhiteo amasabar nohi adhikar. It is not possible for me to understand the reciprocation between Krishna and Krishna's devotee. Ei bhakti bhakta priya Krishna vyavahar. So, when Krishna reciprocates with his devotees, with bhakti, with love, those exchanges are so mysterious, are so deep. It is beyond one's intellectual ability to grasp. Bujhiteo ama sabar nahi adhikar. I am not qualified to understand this. Common men do not even have the capacity. Eito akhyane kohila dohar mahima prabhur bhakta vatsalya ar bhakta prema sima. And so he concludes this pastime by saying that I have described two things in this pastime. Eito akhyane kohila dohar mahima prabhur bhakta vatsalya. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's affection for his devotees. And second, bhakta prema sima, and the highest limit of the ecstatic love of God. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then enters into the temple of Sakshi Gopal as the journey continues. So in the previous pastime, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke about Lord Gopal. Again, there is description of Lord Gopal in the temple of Sakshi Gopal by this time Lord Nityananda. And Nityananda Prabhu speaks this pastime, and the two Brahmanas who go for a pilgrimage, and the old Brahmana is very pleased with the younger Brahmana, offers his daughter in marriage and makes Gopal as a witness when he makes that promise. But when he goes back home, his son refutes this idea. At that point, the entire village is called upon. And then, when the young Brahmana says that this promise was made, all of them ask, was there any witness to this? So Lord Nityananda Prabhu speaking this pastime to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Kaviraj Goswami includes this description in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is proof of the fact that this cannot be a pastime explaining some mundane reciprocation. It cannot be tinged with selfish interest of one person wanting to get married and pressing for that marriage somehow or the other. That would be karma kanda. Why this pastime finds its place and why Nityananda Prabhu is speaking this, to demonstrate that anything spoken with a devotee should be considered very seriously. A commitment made by a devotee to another devotee is to be considered as lines in a stone. And therefore, to make a promise to a devotee and not fulfill that promise after it has been made would be a sign of great disrespect and offense to the devotee. Secondly, when we speak something in front of the deities and do not honor that commitment, then we are disrespecting the deity and thinking the deity to be a mere stone. So therefore, the entire concept of acceptance of transcendence will be questioned if we neglect these reciprocations. So, ehi bakye sakshi mora ache mahajan jara bakya satya kori mane tribhuvan. At this point, when the young Brahmana is questioned, he says, I have faith. I have faith in Krishna. Because this promise was made in front of the deities of Lord Gopal. Nobody else was there but Even if nobody was there, my faith is not in anyone in this world, but in the Supreme Lord. And so Prabhupada mentions that people in this world are anxious for acquiring assets. People are anxious to acquire qualification. But what is the greatest asset which we should aspire to acquire, for which the association of devotees exists? This association of devotees, Vaishnav Satsanga, exists so that we can generate this asset. And what is that? Belief in Krishna's authority, acceptance of Krishna's words, and faith in Krishna's consistency. And therefore, who is a scholar and who is a rich man? Prabhupada says, a pure devotee who has firm faith in Krishna is to be considered the most learned scholar, the topmost aristocrat, and the richest person in this world. And yam labdhva chaparam labham manyate na adhikam tatah. And so Prabhupada says, if one attains the favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is the greatest asset. We do not consider the assets of a mundane person to be real assets. So Prabhupada says that the Krishna consciousness movement will spread all across the world based on six principles. First, consciousness. The consciousness of being the servant of the servant. Prabhupada says, I did not have any asset when I went to the West, but I had only one asset, faith in the words of Srila Saraswati Thakur. When a devotee has the asset of faith in the words of another advanced devotee, that is a more powerful asset than many other assets combined together. Second, he says, belief in the words of Krishna and his servants, the parampara. Third is the qualification of being neither rich nor learned nor aristocratic, but trying to sincerely serve. Fourth, Prabhupada says, the response is such that the movement is being welcomed and spreading all over the world. Fifth, Prabhupada says, we are poor and we have no professional source of income. And sixth, because of that faith, because of that asset of faith in Krishna and in the words of the Guru Parampara, Krishna will supply all the men and money. And so, at this point, when that young Brahmana goes and prays, so the deity actually starts walking and comes right there to Vidyanagara. Kanya paba moramane iha nahi sukh brahmanir pratigya yai eibana dukh. He says, my greatest anxiety and frustration is not because I will not be able to get that girl in marriage. I am more worried that this Vaishnava who has made a promise in front of the deity, he will actually lose the grace of Krishna. So therefore I want to protect him from that fall down. I want to protect him from the great danger of entering into hell for breaking his word and promise in front of the deities. And therefore, another beautiful lesson is that each one of us has a great ability to protect other devotees. Even if we try to speak to other devotees and try to change and transform them through our words, if we see that the devotees whom we care for and are concerned about do not change, in spite of our advice, in spite of our words of concern and care, and it appears that it is impossible to change them by our words and advice, we may become hopeless. But he says, no, one need not become hopeless, because all of us have access to the greatest power, the power of prayer to the deities. We can always pray for the other devotees. And one may think, what will a prayer do? The deities of Gopal walked all the way from Vrindavan to Vidyanagar, demonstrating that the power of a genuine, sincere prayer can melt the heart of Krishna and make him intervene and make transformation in devotees' lives. So therefore, Vaishnavas, they extend themselves even at the cost of being misunderstood. So in this way, this beautiful pastime is spoken by Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And it appears that in this pastime, there is a young Brahmana, there is an older Brahmana. And because of the events which happen, the older Brahmana may appear to be, you know, not up to the mark, and one may misunderstand. But very clearly it is said that he is also Nitya Siddha. As Sakshi Gopal comes and he says, Tabe se doi bi pre kohila ishvara, tumi doi janme janme amar kinkara. By hearing the pastime prima facie, one may think that the young Brahmana is a very nice devotee and the older Brahmana is a cheater. And one may have offensive mentality towards the older Brahmana. So, but the Lord is saying himself, after he comes to Vidyanagar, to both those Brahmanas, Tumi dui janme janme amara kinkar. Both of you are my servants and associates life after life. So therefore, one should not judge based on the external qualities of devotees, because each one has a unique relationship with Krishna. And as part of Krishna's plan, Krishna may put different devotees in different situations. And even apparent mistakes may be made by certain devotees circumstantially. But one must never disrespect the devotees, understanding that apicheta suduracharo bhajate mam ananya bhak, that Krishna respects such devotees in all these situations. Gaurangir songi gane nitya siddha kori mane sejaya brajendra sutapash sejaya brajendra sutapash. So anybody who is an eternal associate of the Lord, if we simply respect the devotees as eternal associates, then one becomes qualified to go to the spiritual world. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enters into Jagannath Puri. He takes the darshan of Lord Jagannath for the first time, swoons and faints, and is brought to Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya's house and is revived there. And Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya is a famous impersonalist. And when he looks at Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then along with his brother-in-law Gopinath Acharya, he has a conversation, a debate on the position of Lord Chaitanya. Sarvabhauma kohe acharya koha savadhane tomate ishvara kripa itthe ki pramane. Because Gopinath Acharya says to Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, are you are saying you will bring Lord Chaitanya to a higher grade of sannyas? You think he is some ordinary person or what? He is a supreme Lord. And nobody can understand unless he has received Lord Chaitanya's grace himself and the Supreme Lord's grace. So Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya says, oh, so that means you understand that he is Supreme Lord. That means you have received the grace. Where is the proof that you have received the grace? How can you make this statement? Acharya kahe vastu vishay hoye vastu gyan vastu tattva gyan hoye kripate praman. He says, actually, knowledge of the absolute truth is the evidence of the mercy of the Supreme Lord. And so, all I can say is there is no point arguing with dull-headed logicians like you. And Gopinath Acharya is in a very angry mood that Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya is not respecting Lord Chaitanya as supreme. And he says, Dekhi le na dekhe tare bahir mukha jan shuni haasi sarvabhauma bolila vachan. And he says, a person influenced by external energy, Maya, is called Bahir Mukhajan. You are influenced by Maya. You can never understand that he is the supreme. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya starts laughing. And then he says, Ishtagoshti bichara kori no kori harosh, shastra drishtya kore kichhu na laiha dosh. Are we are only discussing shastra. So is it not a fact that Shastra also have so many different contradictory points of view? Are you are my relative. We are brother-in-law and we are just discussing with each other. Why you are becoming so excited? Why you are becoming so angry? And then Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, who was a Shrutidhar, was a topmost scholar from Varanasi. And he is also no less as far as scriptural ideas are concerned. He says, Mahabhagavata hoye Chaitanya Gosai Ekoli Kale Vishnur Avataranai. All glories to your repeated statement that Lord Chaitanya is supreme. Let us keep that aside for a moment. I can definitely accept Lord Chaitanya as a Mahabhagavat, because I am seeing symptoms. But ei kali kale Vishnu avatar nai. But in Kali Yuga, Vishnu is not taking any avatar. That is there in the scripture. And then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya quotes various scripture. And then Gopinath Acharya comes to Lord Chaitanya and is in great distress. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in a very magnanimous mood. In the temple compound of Lord Jagannath's temple, both Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya sit and they have a discussion. It is actually a monologue where Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya speaks for 1 week about Vedanta. He takes it as his mission that I must teach Vedanta to this young, beautiful, attractive sannyasi. And this is around March of 1510. And these dates are given in the purport of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And so after 1 week, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya sees that Lord Chaitanya has not spoken a single word. He has heard each and every argument very silently. And if somebody is so silent and not speaking even a single word in response, anybody who is an astute speaker will have doubt that what is going on. Either there is total acceptance, or there is total rejection, or there is deep sleep. What is the secret behind this silence? So then he asks him, so can you explain what is your understanding? Do you accept what I have just said? And Lord Chaitanya says, and Lord Chaitanya was Nimai Pandit, who has defeated Keshav Kashmiri, the best among the logicians. And he says, Vyasa Sutrera Ortha Jaiche Suryera Kiran Swakalpita Bhashya Meghe Kore Achhadan. Are Vyasdev has already given the explanation of Vedanta Sutra, and that Vedanta Sutra is as clear as the sun. Swakalpita Bhashya, your own created, speculated Bhashya, is just like clouds covering the sun. Swakalpita bhashya meghe kore achhadan. And therefore, I have full faith and trust in Vyasadeva's words. Jivera nistara lagi sutra koila vyas mayavadi bhashya shunile hoye sarvanash. So he says, Vyasadeva has personally compiled the Vedic literatures. For what purpose? Jivera nistara lagi, to deliver the souls of this world. And therefore, the Jiva Tattva, the Krishna Tattva and the Maya Tattva. These are three different tattvas. And if you combine all the three, then there is no hope and scope for the jiva to serve Bhagavan and experience bhakti. And therefore, there is no question of the jiva experiencing his eternal identity. Muktir hitva anyatha rupam swarupena vyavasthiti. And so at that particular point of time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also reveals the beautiful forms to Sarabhaum Bhattacharya, and he is stunned in ecstasy and then starts dancing in ecstasy. And in that state of ecstatic love, Gopinatha Acharya sees the stunning transformation of the greatest scholar at that particular point in time, the greatest intellectual giant who believed in the impersonalistic philosophy, now dancing and chanting in ecstasy, glorifying the holy names, showing symptoms of ecstasy. When Gopinatha Acharya sees this, he looks at Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and says, Gopinatha Acharya kohe Mahaprabhur prati, Sri Bhattacharya Prabhu koila ei gati. My dear Lord, what have you done to this Sarabhaum Bhattacharya? I know him for a long time. He is my relative. I did not expect my relative to accept the absolute like this, in this manner, as a personality. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately gives credit to Gopinatha Acharya. And what does Mahaprabhu say? Prabhu kahe tumi bhakta, tomar sanga hoite, Jagannath ihare kripa hoila bhalamate. Mahaprabhu says, actually, you are a devotee of Lord Jagannath. And Sarabhaum Bhattacharya had your association. And you were again and again trying to give Krishna consciousness to him. Jagannath ihare kripa koila bhalamate. Therefore, Lord Jagannath has given his mercy to him. And so, only by the association and grace and the prayer of a devotee, Krishna bestows his mercy. And when Sarabhaum Bhattacharya hears this, he turns to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and glorifies Lord Chaitanya. And Sarabhaum Bhattacharya says, Jagatani starile tumi seha alpakarya, ama udharile tumi eshakti ashcharya. My dear Lord, yes, I can understand that you may have delivered the whole world. Jagatani starile tumi seha alpakarya. That's a very small achievement. But ama udharile tumi, you delivered me? That is a testimony of your unlimited power. Eshakti ashcharya. And why it is so extraordinary? Tarka shastre jada ami jai chelauha pindam amadravaile tumi pratapa prachanda. Actually, because of being absorbed in speculative logic, tarka shastre jada ami, my intelligence and my faith had become hard, like a ball of iron. Nothing could penetrate that. And therefore, amadravaile tumi, my heart which was hard like an iron ball has been melted. That is the power of your kripa, of your compassion. And so, delivering those who are intellectually convinced about certain philosophy is more difficult than someone who is simple-minded and is not so complex in their point of views of thinking. And so Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu next day brings some Mahaprasad to the house of Sarabhaum Bhattacharya early in the morning, And Bhattacharya, without even taking a bath, washing his mouth, receives that Mahaprasad and immediately honors it. Dekhi anandita hoila Mahaprabhur mana, prema vishta haiya Prabhu koila alingan. When Lord Chaitanya sees that Sarvam Bhattacharya is respecting this Mahaprasad so much that he has accepted it immediately, Mahaprabhu embraces him. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu starts glorifying Sarvam Bhattacharya. This act of Sarvam Bhattacharya accepting that Mahaprasad without washing his mouth. You know, in today's Kali Yuga may appear to be, you know, regular. What is big deal? But in the context of what was the society 500 years back, and especially of a very experienced, gentle, you know, Brahman like Sarvam Bhattacharya, that made a very strong statement that Sarvam Bhattacharya had faith in the Smriti Shastras. But now, his faith had gone beyond faith in Smriti Shastras to faith in Krishna and Krishna's transcendental potencies. He developed faith that Lord Jagannath has spiritual potencies. He had faith that Jagannath's Mahaprasad is a transcendental tattva. And that honoring of Mahaprasadam demonstrated his elevation in consciousness, that he has elevated in his consciousness beyond mere following of rules to understanding and appreciating the Lord's transcendental position. He could understand varieties. He was respecting varieties. He could see the energies non-different from the Lord. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in great ecstasy says, Ajimuya nayase jininu tribhuvan, Ajimuya karinu vaikuntha aruhan. Lord Chaitanya says, today I feel as if I have conquered all the three worlds. Today I feel as if I have conquered even Vaikuntha. Why is that? Ajimura purna huila, sarva abhilash, sarva bhaumir huila, mahaprasade vishwas. Today, all of my desires are fulfilled because today Sarvam Bhattacharya has developed faith in Mahaprasad. And so, he says, Aji tumi nishkapate hoila Krishna shray, Krishna aji nishkapate toma hoila sadai. Sarvam Bhattacharya has now accepted the shelter of Lord Krishna with a simple heart full of faith. And so Krishna also is accepting his reciprocation. And therefore, his mind has become fit to be sheltered by Krishna. Aji Krishna prapti yogya hoila tomarman, Veda dharma langhi koile prasada bhakshan. You have actually crossed the various boundaries of the rules for honoring of prasadam after taking bath and being cleansed and this and that. Veda dharma langi koile prasada bhakshan. This apparent external transgression of rules for me indicates that Krishna prapti yogya hoila tumarma. Your eagerness, your greed for Krishna and to be associated with Krishna, to be absorbed in Krishna, to connect with Krishna has become so intense that you do not have any other considerations. And therefore, I am pleased by seeing this faithful and simple heart of yours. So then, after Sarvam Bhattacharya is delivered, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is contemplating in the month of April of that same year of 1510, that I have to go and spread this mission in a favorable place. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decides that I must go to South India and travel to different places. Nityananda Prabhu says, I will come with you. Lord Chaitanya says, Are, I was entering Jagannathpur, you took my danda and broke it in three places. If you come with me, I don't know what all other havoc will happen. So then Mukunda says, I will come with you. Lord Chaitanya says, when you see me performing austerity, your heart breaks. And by seeing that, my heart will break. I will not be able to perform my seva. Then Jagadananda Pandit says, I will come with you. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, you are always trying to offer me all kinds of sense gratification and luxury and comfort for my body. I want to do tapasya when I am doing this preaching. Your presence will not be good. Then Damodar Pandit says, I will come with you. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, you are always chastising me. And when I am trying to instruct people and they see that you are chastising me, how will I be able to give them proper instruction? So Lord Chaitanya then says, he thinks that if he says, I am going to South India for a yatra, everybody will come. So Mahaprabhu changes his narrative and he says, I am going to South India to fulfill some family responsibilities and solve some family problems. When you say like that, there are not too many volunteers who want to come. So Mahaprabhu says, I am going to South India to search for Vishwarup, my brother who's disappeared. But Lord Chaitanya already knows Vishwarup has attained samadhi in Pandharpur. Vishwarupa siddhi prapti janena sakal dakshina desha uddharite korin eichal. So is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cheating? So great souls cheat for a great cause, as Prabhupada mentions in the purport of the first canto. So Kaviraj Goswami says, so Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu seems to be criticizing Nityananda, criticizing Damodar Pandit, criticizing Mukunda. But is that criticism? No, actually it is glorification. Glorification of the bhakti tattva, how devotion and prema of the devotees binds the Lord. And the Lord becomes totally immobile under the influence of that love. And so he says, Iha sabara vasha prabhu hoye ye ye gune dosharo pachale kore guna aswadane. Iha sabara vasha prabhu. Lord Chaitanya is under the wash, under the control of the devotee's love. Dosharo pachale. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is actually tasting the ecstasy of their qualities. Guna aswadane. But externally, it seems that he is finding some fault like that. So therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was indirectly indicating that he was very satisfied with their behavior. So Lord Chaitanya had great appreciation for his associates' intense affection. But still, he wants to observe the social customs, because when he's going in South India, he wants to perform that service on his own terms. Therefore, in every situation in Krishna consciousness, we have to evaluate whether the presence of this particular object, item, devotee, relationship is favorable or unfavorable. So, in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission of delivering South India, the presence of the most intimate advanced devotees was seen by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as unfavorable. So, we should not have a stereotyped idea of what is favorable, what is unfavorable. Because in different situations, we may have to make different choices. And in different situations, we should be willing to step back and allow the service to go on, understanding that my presence in this situation will not be favorable for the intended service. And it is not a reflection or a judgment on our devotional qualities or advancement. It is just that for that particular situation, it is better that I am not there. And even Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expressed this to all his intimate associates. It was not that they made any mistake. It was not that they had a fault. It was not that they had a relationship issue. But that is the nature of devotional service, that we have to evaluate as per time, place and circumstance. And so Nityananda Prabhu is not giving up so easily. He doesn't want Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to go alone. Nityananda Prabhu says to Lord Chaitanya, Tomar dui hasta baddha nama ganane jalapatra bahirvasa vahibe kemone. My dear Lord, you are going alone? No problem. But when you are chanting, with one hand you are counting the mantras, and in the other fingers you are constantly counting the number of rounds. Dui hasta baddha nama ganane. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even while chanting in the greatest ecstasy, kept a count of how many mantras he has chanted and how many rounds he had chanted. And therefore, Prabhupada says, this is a proof that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's chanting was as per certain count and number. Right? And so he was chanting holy names a fixed number of times daily. Sankhya Purvaka Nama Gana. So therefore, Prabhupada says, in Krishna consciousness movement, we have our devotees to chant minimum 16 rounds like that. So now, Nityananda Prabhu suggests, please, because both of your fingers are busy, you need someone to take your jalapatra and bahirvasa, your kamandalu and your external cloth. So please take this devotee with you, Kala Krishnadas. So it is Nityananda Prabhu who recommends, please take Kala Krishnadas. Mahaprabhu wanted to go alone. And then Kala Krishnadas gets in trouble. And when he comes back, Lord Chaitanya tells to Nityananda, just take this guy. I don't want him. He came as my servant. I had to become his servant. So at that time, Nityananda Prabhu, he is the one who intervened and again engaged Kala Krishnadas in serving Sachi Mata and the devotees in Bengal, and accepted and the mistake made by Kala Krishnadas and helped him get purified. So therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, before making his tour of South India, seeks the blessings of all his intimate associates, the advanced devotees. Now Lord Chaitanya goes to the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who is the latest devotee, because he has become devotee only 1 month ago. Right? And then Mahaprabhu goes and says that, oh Bhattacharya, I have this desire to go to South India. And when Bhattacharya hears this, he says, Bahujanme punya phale paino toma sanga hena sanga vidhi mora vidhileka bhanga. My dear Lord, after millions of lifetimes, after several lifetimes, I got your association. Hena sanga vidhi mora korileka bhanga. Now, destiny is going to cut our relationship and take this association away. My heart is being shattered into a million pieces. And so, Shire Vajra Padi Mora Putra Morijai Taha Sahitomar Bicheda Sahananayai. If thunderbolt falls upon my head and I lose my body, if my son dies,
The loss of one's body and the loss of one's son and relatives and family members is the greatest pain one can experience on the material platform. I can experience that pain, but my dear Lord, taha sahi tumara vichheda sahananayai, but I cannot actually tolerate separation from you. And so, association of devotees is more valuable than one's own life, than one's own most intimate relationships. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya requests and insists that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stay for some more time. Mahaprabhu postpones his journey and then comes to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and again requests. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya gives his blessings and brings Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the temple of Lord Jagannath. And as Mahaprabhu is standing in front of Lord Jagannath and praying, a garland from Lord Jagannath falls. And then the pujari brings that garland and offers it to the beautiful divine form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Agyamala paya horshe namaskar kori anande dakshina deshe chale gaur hari.
Lord Chaitanya takes that garland as Lord Jagannath's permission. And with great ecstasy, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embarks upon his journey to South India. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu demonstrates that before performing any significant activity and service, one should seek blessings of all categories of Vaishnavas, the senior Vaishnavas, the new Vaishnavas, and the deities. And with those blessings, one is empowered to remove obstacles in one's activity and fulfill one's desires. Now Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya turns to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and gives him a very important piece of information. And he says,
Ramananda Raya Ache Godavari Tire Adhikari Hointe Ho Vidyanagore.
He says, my dear Lord, you are going to South India. Please do meet Ramananda Raya. He is on the banks of Godavari.
Shudra Vishai Jnani Upekshana Koribe Amara Bachane Tare Avashya Milibe.
Do not neglect him thinking he is a politician. Do not think he is materialist. You definitely associate with him. So, during the South India tour, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu demonstrates an important principle. Spiritual advancement is not dependent and correlated to our social status. It is not related to our birth. It is not related to our profession. And so, it is only dependent on our adhikar. And therefore, here he says that adhikari hoyate ho vidyanagure. So adhikari, Prabhupada says, one who knows the transcendental science of Krishna and is engaged in his service.
Alaukika vakya cheshta tarena bujhiya.
So, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya says, actually, I made a mistake that I used to think he's ordinary. We used to make fun of him. Parihasa kuriyache. But we used to make fun of him and find fault in him because I was not enlightened in devotional ways. Now you have opened my eyes. Now I look back and see, oh, what an offense we have committed. What a great devotee he is. And therefore, do not consider Ramananda Rai to be on the materialistic platform. Vaishnavera Kriya Mudra Bigyana Mujhaye. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu takes that advice seriously, turns to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and expresses to him,
Ghore Krishna Bhaji More Kora Ashirvade Nila chale asi jena tomara prashade.
Please give me blessings, O Bhattacharya, that I can go to South India and return back. Sannyasi is seeking blessings of Grihastha. Sannyasi should be giving blessings to Grihastha. Prabhupada mentions. Actually, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's preaching has given equal status to everyone, regardless of material considerations. Ghore Krishna Bhaji. Because Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya was worshipping Krishna at home sincerely, that sincerity of his worship made him eligible to even bless a sannyasi. And therefore, Prabhupada quotes from Sharanagati, Je dine grihe bhajan dekhi, grihe te goloka bhaya, charana sidu dekhiya ganga sukhana sima paya. Thakur Bhakti Vinod, great example of a grihastha who used all of his influence and paraphernalia in glorifying Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at this point, he indicates that because Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya has absorbed himself in constant glorification and service of the Lord and reciprocation with the Lord, he is most qualified. And as Lord Chaitanya starts moving away, begins the journey towards South India, Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya is crying out to the Lord, "My dear Lord, please do not go." And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the ocean of compassion, the most merciful of all, walks away as if he has not heard anything. Tare upekshiya koila shigra gaman, ke bujhite pare Mahaprabhu ruchitaman. As Mahaprabhu walks away, as if not hearing the pleas of Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, the activities of transcendental personalities are impossible to understand. Mahanubhaver chitter swabhava ei hoy pushpa samakomala kothina vajramoy. And the great soul's heart is difficult to understand and decipher. It can be hard like a thunderbolt, soft like a rose. Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya falls on the ground, fainting. Lord Chaitanya doesn't look back and continues in his mission. And he reaches Alarnath. And there Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inaugurates the Harinam Sankirtan in public for the first time, demonstrating what his mission is. The mission of constantly crying and begging to the Lord to be engaged in service by chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Chaudike te sabaloka bole Hari Hari, Prema Veshe Madhye Nritya Kare Gaur Hari. As Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was chanting and dancing and devotees were surrounding him on all sides, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was experiencing and expressing the highest symptoms of ecstasy. Panchana sadrisha deha arunabasam pulaka ashrukampa sveda tahate bhushan. Mahaprabhu's form was beaming with golden effulgence. His dress was just like the resplendent reddish complexion of a newly risen sun. Pulaka ashru kampa sveda tahate bhushan. Lord Vishnu's form is ornamented with the most precious jewels. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his form of a vairagi as a sannyasi, was ornamented with the forms of different symptoms of ecstasies. Dekhiya loke ramana hoila chamatkar, jat loka aise tat nahi aaye ghar. Whoever came and saw Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in that state of ecstasy, when they saw the beauty of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they all took a vow, we are not going back home. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu induced them in chanting and dancing names of Krishna.
Keha nache keha gaye Sri Krishna Gopal Premete bhasil loka Stri vriddha abal.
Irrespective of the social consideration, Mahaprabhu induced everyone to chant the names of Krishna and Gopal. And as that ecstasy of Harinam Sankirtan reached a crescendo and the three worlds became filled with the chanting of the names of Krishna, Lord Nityananda Prabhu saw this, and Lord Nityananda Prabhu made a declaration for all time to come.
Dekhi Nityananda Prabhu kohe bhakta gone ei rupe nritya age hobe grame grame.
Nityananda Prabhu said, this Harinam Sankirtan, which has been inaugurated by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Alarnath, this Harinam Sankirtan will happen in the future in every town and village. And thus Lord Nityananda Prabhu predicted the creation of International Society for Krishna Consciousness by Srila Prabhupada. So this was Lord Nityananda's prediction. And Prabhupada says that Lord Nityananda Prabhu's prediction has to be absolute. His desire has to be fulfilled. So the mission has to spread. So anywhere you are preaching, if you are feeling there is not too much of reciprocation and people are not becoming devotees, don't become disheartened, discouraged. Have faith. This has to happen. But in the process of being in anxiety, why no results are coming, you don't stop chanting. So Prabhupada mentions, you have to do only one thing. You continue chanting your 16 rounds. And you have to keep following the four regulative principles. And then you continue doing this. In due course of time, Nityananda Prabhu's prediction will come through.
Navadvipe ei shakti no koila prakashe se shakti prakasi nistarila dakshina deshe.
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's efforts to preach in Navadvip was not successful so much because people were objecting. Many of them were impersonalists. They did not accept. And Mahaprabhu did not find Navadvip to be a favorable preaching field. You may change your preaching field. Don't change your personal practice of devotional service. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued towards the journey of South India with Kal Krishnadas following through.
Mattasimha praya prabhu korila gaman prema veshe jaye kuri nama sankirtan.
And Mahaprabhu was singing and chanting the holy names like a maddened lion. And the holy names were resounding in the forests in all directions. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on the journey would come to a village.
Katakshane rahi prabhu tare olingiya bidaye korila tare shakti sancharya.
And as soon as Mahaprabhu would embrace someone, that person would erupt in ecstasy. Instantly. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not have to give a 6-session course. His preaching was 6 seconds. 6 seconds. And within that, they would erupt in ecstasy.
Vidaya korila tare shakti sancharya.
That person, he would go running in ecstasy, chanting the holy names to his own village. When he would go to his village, the whole village would see that there is something different. He is in ecstasy. And what would happen?
Saijanani jagrame koriya gaman Krishna boli hase kande nache anukshan.
This person would go to his own village in ecstasy. He would chant the names of Krishna and start jumping in ecstasy in his village. And then, when the people saw that ecstasy, they were attracted because every soul is pleasure seeking. So therefore, preaching means we share our experience of joy in Krishna consciousness with others. And unless one experiences the joy of one's relationship with Krishna, one's preaching cannot be effective. And so, like this, the other people came in contact with that person, they became ecstatic, and then somebody from another village came and he went to his village, and in this way, the entire South India became inundated. And so, our personal practice and personal experience of joyful Krishna consciousness is the seed, is the foundation for the entire preaching movement to spread from.
Prabhur kripai hoye mahabhagavata sai sab acharya hoya tarila jagat.
In this way, by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everyone became a first class devotee. Sai sab acharya hoya, they all became acharyas and they liberated everybody. And so Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's preaching movement spread across South India like wildfire. And by hearing this description, one may wonder, did this actually happen? Because today to find even one restaurant without onion garlic in South India is difficult. We don't find any, you know, big kirtanas and other things. And if Mahaprabhu had made entire South India pure devotees that time. So Kaviraj Goswami says, Alaukika lila jar na hoye bishwas ihaloka paraloka tara hoye nash. So Kaviraj Goswami injects various shlokas now and then to wake up the sleeping audience. That you have any doubt? If you don't believe in this life and in next world, you will be destroyed. And so, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reaches Kurma Kshetra and he meets the Kurma Brahman, and the Kurma Brahman expresses that I am frustrated in life. Kripa kara prabhu mora jato ma sange sohite na pari dukha vishaya tarange. My dear Lord, I am experiencing the influence of the modes of nature. Prabhupada says, irrespective of how much money you make, irrespective of however rich or prosperous you may become, materialistic life means burning of the heart. And therefore, samsara vishanale dibanishi hiya jwale. Judaite na dekhu upai. And therefore, one cannot relish transcendental bliss without being freed from materialistic life, egoistic life. When Mahaprabhu hears Kurma Brahman's desire to leave, Mahaprabhu says, Prabhu kohe aiche baat kabhu na kahibo, grihe rahi Krishna naam nirantar loibo. Mahaprabhu says, please don't speak like this, that you want to leave everything and go. Changing circumstances and situations is not going to solve the problem. That is the fundamental principle of material education and material life. That by changing my situation, I can improve my experience. But spiritual life has a fundamentally different approach. Spiritual life believes that only by changing and elevating my consciousness, I can transform my experience, irrespective of however difficult the circumstances may be. Therefore, grihe rahi nirantara Krishna nama loipo. Chant the holy name sitting at home, and then don't just sit at home. Jare dekha tare kaho Krishna upadesh amaragya guru haiya tara e desh. Mahaprabhu says, whoever you see, you chant the holy names and inspire them by offenselessly chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and preaching the instructions of Krishna to everyone whom you meet. And if you do like this, then do not worry.
Kabuna badhibe tomar bishaya taranga punarapiyaithani pabemura sanga.
In due course of time, you will come to me without fail. All the risks involved in the process of dealing with the material energy while trying to give Krishna consciousness, if you remember me, I will protect you. Be dependent on me. So Prabhupada says, if one simply follows the instructions of Lord Chaitanya under the guidance of his representative, chants and preaches, material contamination will not touch him.
Prabhu kahe toma kabhu tomar na hobe abhiman nirantar kah tumi Krishna Krishna naam.
And Mahaprabhu embraces Vasudev the leper and then purifies him, gives him a beautiful body and a beautiful consciousness filled with love. And then Mahaprabhu comes to meet Ramananda Rai, who looks at Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he says,
Amanistarite tomar iha agaman parama dayalu tumi patita pavan.
My dear Lord, you have appeared here to deliver the fallen person like me, who is patita.
Veda nishtha madhye ardheka veda mukhe mane veda nishidh papa kore dharma nahi gane.
One who knows what is to be done, what is not to be done as per scripture, still has weakness of heart and is unable to implement it and slips and falls again and again.
Mahanta swabhava e tarite pamor nija karya nahi tabu yatara ghar.
Great souls like you have no other business than to deliver others. Please, I want to hear from you. Lord Chaitanya says, no, I want to hear from you. Because you understand what is the scriptural import. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as a sannyasi, sits and hears from a politician, from a grihastha. And Mahaprabhu says,
Prabhu kahe aage kah shunite paaye sukhe apurva amrita nadi bahe tomar mukhe.
Mahaprabhu takes the humble position, hears from Ramananda Rai and glorifies him. And Ramananda Rai speaks Harikatha and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu establishes the principle, our need to be in the association of devotees and hear in that association of devotees is so important that no other social considerations can come in the picture. In this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made his South India journey and in the process demonstrated so many wonderful lessons in reciprocation with his devotees, showing us that the greatest asset we have is this association of devotees. Mahaprabhu was either relishing in the association, seeking blessings of that association, or creating the association. And His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada has therefore given us the beautiful association of devotees in ISKCON and all over the world today in this very extraordinary year of the pandemic. The devotees of ISKCON are celebrating Gaur Purnima with a humble prayer of gratitude to the Lord for giving us this association, prayer for all those who have been affected by this very sudden pandemic which has manifested since the last more than an year, and praying that the Lord gives strength to all of us to tolerate these extraordinary circumstances and maintain and elevate our consciousness in the midst of all of these situations and remain focused on our mission of absorption and sharing of Krishna consciousness with others. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. So, I also take this opportunity to announce the release of a beautiful new book by Gaurang Darshan Prabhu. After the Bhagavat Pravaha, which is a summary of the Srimad Bhagavatam, he has summarized the entire Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adilila, Madhilila, Antilila, in the form of a very easy to read small book published by Tulsi Books. It is called Chaitanya Pravaha, the pristine flow of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So therefore, for those, especially many children and those who do not have the time or the energy or feel afraid to open the Chaitanya Charitamrita, you can begin your journey by reading the Chaitanya Pravaha book by Gaurang Darshan Prabhu. So we offer our gratitude to him for publishing this also. Haribo! Hare Krishna.